Vermont's on-and-off-again winter has overloaded some of the state's aging wastewater treatment systems. As a result, hundreds of thousands of gallons of sewage have spilled into rivers and streams. VPR's John Dillon reports.
Heavy rain and a January thaw followed by more rain dumped a lot of water over frozen snow and ice, and all that water strained sewage systems, sending thousands of gallons of untreated or partially treated sewage into waterways.
These wintertime events are particularly disruptive.
Mary Borey works in the wastewater division at the Department of Environmental Conservation. Winter rain is a problem, she says, because there's nowhere for the water to go.
So water that usually can run off and hopefully infiltrate in greener areas is actually just running straight off the roads and so forth into these combined systems.
By combined systems, Borey means those that send wastewater and stormwater through the same pipe to the treatment plant. The sheer volume of stormwater after winter rains can overwhelm the plant's capacity.
And in order to protect the plant from being blown out by excess water, some of the flow from those combined system pipes is shot out through these combined sewer overflows.
Shot out, that is, into rivers and streams. The state maintains a web-based alert system to inform the public about sewage overflows. The alerts have piled up in recent weeks. The combined sewer systems are a particular problem in cities like Rutland and Vergennes that have aging infrastructure. Yet, not all of the recent overflows are due to the weather. In St. Albans this week, a painter working in the treatment plant knocked over a ladder that closed a valve. The result was over 1 million gallons of treated but undisinfected waste flowed into a tributary of Lake Champlain. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon.